Blog Talk Radio.
Kyrie, welcome to the Jasar's Love Show. My name is Isaiah. I have the privilege of introducing the host. You know her. She's my favorite person. Will you please join me in welcoming my grandmother, Mama Jahi?
Well, thank you so much, Isaiah. I'm just so excited to have another day to be on this call, and I just feel so excited starting the new year off with my grandson introducing me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And also, I just want to thank the Creator for giving me another day to be able to talk on these airwaves and to share information to the listening audience. I want to thank the 27,244 listeners who have been supporting by listening to the show, tuning in, and I'm praying that you will continue to do so and get the information that you need to push your business forward in the year 2011 and beyond. And for all those out there that do Facebook and tweet, please go ahead and Twitter and tweet and Facebook people so they will be able to know more about the show. For some people, it could be a gift, the first time that they'll be able to join the Jasar's Love Show. So I thank you so much for that. My topic for today is doing business in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And as you all know, that this has been coming off of the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King, which was January 15th, 1929. And it's just an inspirational time for me. I am one of those people who celebrate my heritage 365 days a year, 366 in a leap year. And that is because there's so much important history that has been out there that has not really been shared with people about the lives of the people in this world, people of color, and the contributions that they have made, such as the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And one of the main things, as you all know, is my concept is in the Jasar's Love Show, which Jasari means audacious, and the word love, is that to give a lot of love and put a lot of love into things that we do. And if anybody knows anything about Dr. Martin Luther King, it was all about love and brotherhood and peace for humanity. And we have to be conscious of that in everything we do, including business. Yes, I know that people drive hard bargains to get the things that they need. But when it's all over at the end of the day, somewhere in what you do, there should have been some love. So today's program is a continuation of the celebration and recognition of Dr. Martin Luther King and his dream of seeing an end to poverty and seeing people of all races, cultures, and religions working and living together as equals. And that's very, very, very important. Yes, there are always going to be some people who are going to have a little bit more than the next person. Someone may live in a hut, and someone may very well live in a mansion. But the main thing is the person that lives in a hut, are they comfortable in that hut? Do they have the things that they need, even in that hut, to make it sustainable for them? So that it's not that it's wrong or bad that they live in a hut, but can they even eat? Can they feed themselves? Is it fair trade so that that can be done? That's the important thing. The person that's living in the mansion could very well be living in a mansion and be starving to death if they're not able to have fair trade and things of that nature and get their products out in the market and get a fair price for it. The mansion could have been something that was there handed down to them years ago, but it may not be functionable for them at a particular time. So, you know, we just have to be aware of those different things as we learn about different people and the cultures in the world and even in the country that we live in now. How can we each strive to do this in our business? Making sure that the quality of your goods and services is the same for everyone. Yes, I know that you're going to go in one store and you know that you're going to pay a little bit more for a certain item because maybe it's pure leather. And maybe the other item is, we call it pleather. But the thing of it is the pleather that you're using, is that of good quality? Is everything stitched together and it's not going to come apart? Is the leather sewn together or put together with whatever you're using it, whether it's glue or whatever, is it put together well so that when the person has paid their money for it, leave your place of business, that it's not going to fall apart 3 months down the road or 6 months down the road. So one product may cost $30 and it may be valued at $30. One product may cost $60 and it may be valued at $60. When each one of those people utilize those items, are they satisfied with what they purchased? You wouldn't want to sell an item for $60 and it's falling apart. And you wouldn't want to sell one for $30 and it's falling apart. You want things to be of use to the person that has purchased it. We all know, though, if we go and get an inexpensive pair of tennis shoes, for example, and we want to use it for track and field or something really serious, we need to be cognitive of the fact that some of the things that we purchase, we may have to put a little bit more money into it because of the way that we're going to use it. And that's something for us to pay attention to as well as from the consumer side as well as from the person that is selling the service. So it's a variety of issues that we want to cover as we talk about keeping that dream alive. And I'm going to go back to the one on poverty because that's something that a lot of people don't really, you know, they talk about it, but they kind of gloss over it. And that is, you know, the opportunity is so important that in all our cities and states and across the different countries that we provide people with the opportunity to be able to get out of poverty. And that's something that's important. That's when we're talking about legislature and things like that. And business, this still has to do with business because if the wrong legislature is put out there, it could interrupt your ability to the free market. And your ability to do business and to be able to get out of a poverty situation or a low-income situation or a situation where you're not able to get the fair amount of money for the product that you're bringing to market. So it's very, very, very important what he was talking about, that this is going to be fair for people of all races, all cultures and the religions around the world because we are one people when we think about around the world. We all need water to drink. Everyone really needs to be able to drink clean, safe, healthy water to be able to have access. You're not going to be able to even do business if you're sick because your water is not good. You know, if you can't get good food, good healthy food because of legislature and things like that, then you can't even really do your business well. Let's say you're trying to get crops to the market. Who's going to buy your crops if they find that they're not healthy crops? So those are the things that we really have to be cognitive of and talk about when we think about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. What was the dream? It wasn't that he was laying around dreaming and daydreaming. He had a serious dream because he could see the connection between whether the legislature and the way people are being treated and the way people that have certain economic power treat other people who don't have it. And it eliminates people's dream, and it makes it difficult for people to get to the next level, and that's really real. So as we strive to do what we do in our prospective businesses, we have to be cognitive. Are we putting out things so that it's accessible to as many people as possible? And that's just something that we really have to really think really hard about and work hard to achieve. So. How can we each strive to do this in our business, making sure that the quality of your goods and services is the same for everyone? Treat every potential customer and repeat customer with the utmost courtesy and respect. Someone may come into your store and they're new in the community. They stop in your store looking for something. Maybe they speak a foreign language. What are we going to do? I don't speak every language there is out here. Matter of fact, I really speak only the English language pretty good. I know how to greet people in a couple of different languages. So what would I do? It would be up to me to try my best to try to assist that person in any way that I can. Always being courteous, even though you're like, what is this person talking about? What are they saying? Maybe looking for hand gestures, maybe looking at what they're pointing at to understand. Just trying your best to try to assist the person. Also, become more knowledgeable about other cultures and religions. Just being able to know, okay, this is the way this person may be dressed. Expect that someone is dressed a little different. You know, just be aware of it and just be more receptive of it so that you'll be more helpful to their needs. In some cases, we may need to attend sensitivity training workshops or diversity training workshops. There's a lot of controversy out on that. You do what you need to do, what you believe, but I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe that I need to do whatever I need to do to be a person of this human race, to understand and be able to communicate with as many people as possible, as long as what I'm assisting them in is positive, then that's all good. Instead of blocking people, I don't want to be a type of person that's going to block someone from being able to use my service because they're a little different from me. So long as it's positive and healthy. Keep up on current trends and events. Be a positive and proactive, peaceful business owner. You know, and some of the community stores, you know, there are always reports, especially in the African-American community, of where there was some type of problem between one ethnic group or the other, just because people don't, they've forgotten a simple thing called manners. And, of course, again, not understanding each other's different cultures. I still believe it doesn't help to hurt. It does not hurt to go into anyone's place of business and greet them. Good morning, good afternoon. I would like to have. I'm interested in purchasing. It doesn't hurt to have some manners. Even if they come off a little gruff, I have found in my experience that when I go in and I have a nice attitude, in some cases they've been so used to people treating them in such a gruff manner that people are like, whoa, wow, oh yes, miss, how can I help you? Well, what, you've really brightened up my day. And somebody out here may listen and say, yeah, oh, wow, what a utopia she is. But I'm going to tell you what ended up happening in each case for me. The next time when I went back in, they were very much more receptive to helping me get the things that I needed because I had a positive attitude. I treated them like a human being, even though we both spoke totally different languages. I treated them like a human being, the way that I wanted to be treated. And in one case, I needed to get gas. And I wasn't interested in going all over the city up and down the road looking for, you know, where to get gas from. So it doesn't hurt to go in and say, good morning, put a smile on your face, may I have, thank you. And in return, you may be teaching them something. They may say to you, well, you're welcome, or however, you know, if it's a language thing, they may say it in their language. But it's very, very, very important to be able to think of all those different things. And it's a learning thing. And some of you, we may have to come out of your comfort zone. If we have an attitude about a specific group of people or something like that, it's time to think back about what is it that Dr. Martin Luther King was trying to push forward? What is this all about? Yes, it has to do with business. Business is a part of our everyday life. You get up in the morning, you go to school, you're going to work. And somewhere in the middle there, you're doing some sort of business. If it's a child there or a college student in the cafeteria, you exchange the money for food. If you're in line getting your lunch or something, if you stop at McDonald's, somewhere along the line, all of us are intertwined in utilizing business. So it's really important that we really pay attention to that. Just want to check my chat room just to see people in the chat room. Just want to thank you very, very much, too, for being there. If you have any comments, please feel free to post them. And I do have contact information in the chat room. In a few seconds, I want to bring on one of my friends and guests, and hope I pull up the right number in a second, so please bear with me. This is Ruth Bradford, who is a person who represents VitaMart, and I'm just so excited to have her in my life. And she's just going to just share with you any point that I've just talked about concerning Dr. Martin Luther King and how his dream for equality affects or what she sees in that as far as business. So give me a second. I hope I go to the right one here. I will just see if she will let me know. Okay, I hope I've brought on the right person. 813. Is this Ruth? You're on the air. Okay, must not be. I'm going to come out of that. All righty, and go to the next one. Hello, I'm on the right one now.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the call. How are you today?
I am blessed beyond measure. How are you? I'm enjoying this call today.
I am feeling the same way, very blessed, and just excited again always to that the Creator gave me another day to live and then to take it a first step further to be able to share.
Well, you're doing that really well today, and thank you, as always, for having me on your show, Cynthia. This show today is continuing the theme of this week of Dr. Martin Luther King, of celebrating the life of Dr. Martin Luther King. I'm so glad that you're doing this because you said, as you stated, you celebrate 365 days a year, and that's one of the things we discovered that we had in common, that you can't separate your life from your culture. So the best thing to do is celebrate it. And I'm really, really, I'm glad that you and your husband do that in my life. But on your topic here, dreaming with Dr. Martin Luther King, you know, Dr. King, I'm just going to read a portion here from a book that I'm reading, and you might want to go get it for yourself, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. And in book in chapter 2, Imagination, Ideas and Action, it starts with a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King. I have a dream. I have a dream today that the brotherhood of man will become a reality in this day. I have a dream that my four little children will one day be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream. Many people think of Martin Luther King as a voice crying in the wilderness, a single man struggling against the attitudes of a nation. And it is true that as a black man, he was in the minority. Black America at that time did not hold the reins of power and had every reason to distrust those who did. Yet when Dr. King preached those historic words, he spoke of the vision he had for his country, a vision that would inspire and spearhead victories against inequality and social injustice by combining spiritual values and a deeply rooted belief in himself and the goodness of man. Dr. King infiltrated the consciousness of a nation and shook it to its roots, forging a racial bond. By sharing his dream, he gave democracy a new meaning and humanity a new life force. There is an oft-repeated phrase with which you must become familiar. It is, I can dream, can I? But this statement bears the tone of futility, as though the person asking it was little faith that his dreams would come true. Actually, and this is the part that what sticks with me from Dr. King, anyone who dares to dream and believe in his dreams is the creator to a large extent of his future. Although Dr. King's reality was a society of oppression and discrimination, his vision was ever so clear. It was a world of love and mutual respect. It is debatable as to whether Dr. King was aware of life's simple dynamic. Man can create anything he can imagine. In his many lectures, Napoleon Hill stated that imagination is the workshop of the soul, wherein are shaped all plans for individual achievement. And I'm going to stop there because, you know, back the two or three sentences above really define for me that everybody who dares to dream is the creator of their future. And not only are you the creator of your future, but of the future of everybody else you come in contact with if you choose to change the world, as Dr. King did with his dream and sharing his dream. You know, Cynthia, when they silenced him with that bullet in April of 68, he didn't die. He died, but his words didn't die. And look at where we are today, as you said, with this call, you know, changing the world by eliminating poverty. For me personally, that, you know, I'm living my dream through being in business for myself. But this is, you know, business enterprise. That is the best way for any of us right now to impact our personal family, our community, and this world by becoming a business owner and living your dream.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ruth. I agree with that. That is very significant in what it is that he wanted for us. And for, as you said, you know, being able to have established your own business, a home-based business, which allows you economically to rise out from whatever one situation to the next, and to be able to expand because in network marketing and your business, you're able to pull some other people up and help them to strive to reach their goals be it that somebody may be in a poverty situation or may not be making the income they want or may not have the time, but they want the time freedom that they want to spend with friends and family, which is our, what we call, Kiswahili, our Kujichagalia, our self-determination, our right to desire to how we want to spend 24 hours of our day, which is
exactly.
Very significant when you think about poverty and you think about low wages and things of that nature. And we have to stress that because that is all a part of the dream. When I think about those garbage workers that were one of the reasons why he went to Memphis, Tennessee, was that they needed to have the right to have the human dignity, to be able to wash their hands, to be able to take a break, to be able to work in an environment that was safe, to be able to have a lunch break, take the time and wash their hands, to be able to go to a restroom. And we have to remember that because some of us in our network marketing, our home-based businesses, we need to remember how to treat people. When we bring in someone, I had in my home-based business, in my dance and theater, I had contractual relationships between visual artists and dance instructors. And, you know, giving them respect and making sure that they had the time that they needed for their, you know, to come in and after they've taught their class or whatever, to have a decent break, to be able to achieve whatever it is they were achieving in working with me. You know, as artists, you know, most artists want to have a vision of what they want to teach the students. Be it a visual art project, a mosaic art project, or like I said, a dance instructor. We talked about this the other day. They see the children or people they're working with. Okay, maybe they're non-dancers, and at the end of a summer camp, they wanted to be able to do a presentation. They want parents to be able to see, hey, this is what I put my money into. I have a end product. My child can, wow, now dance, you know.
Right.
And network marketing, let's stick with the other one first, and being respectful and people coming into our businesses, how we greet each and every person and how we treat
mm-hmm.
each and every person. And in our network marketing business, we really are going to be out there meeting a lot of different people. Somebody hears about your product and they want to participate with you, and it's going to come today. If it hasn't already happened, then it may be someone from a different culture or a different type of background, or with probably all types of backgrounds anyway. Being able to blend and being cognitively respectful of these different people that are going to come into our lives and make sure that giving them access to the same opportunities that we have, that they have all of the tools and things that they can that they need, you know, to be successful. You know, let's say Vitamart or be at ZAMZU. I want to make sure that everybody that I bring on my team, that I'm working with each one as diligently, you know, as I can to help them to, and our business is what, get to the next level, right? You know, get to the next level in that business. Is there anything you wanted to say to comment on that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me close right here with, you know, as we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King's life, I want to give you the audience here a little guideline for the word life. In my company, the word L, the letter L stands for love. I stands for individual worth. F stands for freedom. And the E stands for equality. So when you just write out that word, just write L-I-F-E straight down the paper, and then the first word is love, the second one is individual worth, the third one is freedom, and the fourth one is equality. So I get up every day and I call myself living the Vitamark life, and that ties me back to all these words here. To me, are what Martin Luther King envisioned and embodied for the world we live in today. So I just want to leave you all with that. Just lead with love in your life, and you can't go wrong.
Exactly. Thank you very much. That was excellent. So I hope people wrote that down. I know that I wrote that down. Love, individual worth, freedom, and equality. And that is exactly the type of thing that Dr. Martin Luther King wanted for us. Well, I'm going to have to get ready to bring things to a close. I'm down to 5 minutes, and I definitely want to be able to end it in four. And I just want to send out a challenge to all business owners and future business owners, and that is be a positive, a proactive, peaceful business owner. Keep your hope and faith alive in your business and for the people that you are coming into contact with every day. And for those people who may be unaware of Dr. Martin Luther King's dream or something that they have never really wanted to embrace, I do encourage you to embrace that, because only love is going to make life better for even you. Only love is going to make things better for the people that are doing business with you. And as Ruth just got saying, life, love, individual worth. Everyone is worth something. Not just talking about money. I'm talking about just a worthy human being. The Creator put us on this earth because we're all special. The freedom to decide on the type of work and play and housing that we want, not what someone gives us, but the freedom to attain. And the only way that can happen is that we have to be cognitive that we're not blocking other people from doing that. And equality. Take a check. Check ourselves. Am I treating people with equality? And that's so important. Am I treating each of my customers with equality? Am I treating those that next network marketer that I bring online with equality, fairness, making sure that they're getting a fair shot? And that will open up the doors for your business to be one that people will be talking about. People will say, because I've been there, I know this for a fact, I enjoy going to XYZ business because it was Movements Unlimited, the performing arts company, because they treat us so nice there. They treat you with love. They treat you with respect. I gained something from there. I got something out of my child being there. And the same thing with us in ZAMZOO. The people feel a benefit. So with that said, it's your time. It's your time. I encourage you to put that in a part of your life. It's the first of the year. Let it be your time. I know it's my time. I know it's Ruth's time. And so let it be your time. And with that said, I'm going to close out. Thank you very much. This is the Jasaris Love Show, and I thank you for listening and being a part of this show.
We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original.